T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Sunday, January 29th, 2023, coming up on KCBS.
I'm Megan Goldsby with new research out of UCLA on why some birds just get lost while migrating.
The connection between chicken and painkillers, and we get some post-game coverage. Good afternoon, I'm Liz St. John. Well, Eagles beat the 49ers today, 31-7. So what comes next for the team? A lot of quarterbacks were lost this year to injuries. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by C.W. Nevius, sports columnist for the Santa Rosa Press-Democrat. Thanks for joining us. Okay, it didn't go exactly how we were hoping it would.
That was not as much fun as I thought it was going to be. No. I think that's fair to say, yes.
All right, so tell us about the game. What were you expecting, and then what transpired?
Well, I think we were all expecting. I mean, how much coverage did we give to Brock Purdy? I mean, it was Brock around the clock up until this game, and he was out after the fourth play. So at that point, you know, I think you're in real trouble. He was the third quarterback. They went to the fourth quarterback, Josh Johnson. He got a concussion. And at one point, they ended up with Christian McCaffrey, the halfback. So, and that was about the time when Steve Young tweeted, I'm warming up in the parking lot, just let me know. So I don't know if I've ever seen so many quarterbacks go down in one game, but with that in mind, I don't think there was much of a chance that we're going to win this.
No. All right. So now, looking forward, what do you think happens as they – you know, look to the next season? What are they thinking about?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, and I think 49er fans need to take a moment and sit down and take a deep breath and say, you know what? This was a pretty remarkable season. I mean, you think about all the ups and downs that they had. They lost 3 of their first 5 games, and they didn't look that good, frankly, losing them. They were in real trouble. They lost their quarterback, Trey Lance. Garoppolo came in and reeled off some wins. They lost him. And out of the blue, this guy, Brock Purdy, the 252nd pick in the draft, comes in and plays really well. So I think there's a lot of encouraging things to look at that 49er fans won't want to hear that now. They'll want to complain about the officiating and so forth. But I think that there's a lot of positives, even though this game, you know, there's only one team going to be happy at the end of the season. That's the team that wins the Super Bowl. Everybody else is disappointed.
All right, let's say everything goes well, all the injuries are better by the start of the next season. Who will be the starting quarterback for the 49ers?
Well, they haven't asked me, but if they do, I'd say Brock Purdy. I mean, I think he's got a lot of the qualities that you want. He's an accurate passer. They originally complained about the strength of his arm, but he seems like he's throwing fine to me. He's also mobile. He moves around really well. So I think Jimmy Garoppolo will be gone. Someone will sign him. It'll be Trey Lance and Brock Purdy. And at this point, Brock Purdy has started more games than Trey Lance. So I would think he's the incumbent. We'll see.
Of the 4 starting quarterbacks today, they're all in their 20s, young guys. Or is this the trend now? And people like Tom Brady are the outlier?
Well, yeah, I think Tom Brady's going to be an outlier, that's for sure. When you get to your 40s and you're still playing quarterback, that's for sure. Well, there's a financial reason for it, too, Liz. If you get a nice young quarterback who can play, you sign him to his rookie contract. For the first 3 years, he's basically under the team's control, and they can pay him $200,000 or $300,000, $500,000, which sounds like a lot, but it's not as much as a lot of the players are making, and you can use that extra money to sign other players. So it actually makes financial sense to do this, too. So I think that's another reason the teams are emphasizing the idea bringing a quality young quarterback. The problem is finding one, and that's the real trick.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us with that analysis. C.W. Nevia, sports columnist for the Santa Rosa Press-Democrat. Well, newly released research out of UCLA may shed some light on why birds get lost while migrating. KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports. They say it's something that's been happening for millions of years.
Solar flares appear to mess with birds' internal GPS.
The Earth's magnetic fields is one of the multiple mechanisms that birds use to navigate the world. And so birds migrate very, very long distances. Some bird species migrate from almost Antarctica, almost to the North Pole and back every year.
Using the sun and stars and landmarks in addition to magnetic fields. And, says the paper's corresponding author Morgan Tingley, associate professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at UCLA, when the solar flares distort those fields, the birds can get lost. They discovered this by looking at the timing of the sun storms and tracking data on tagged birds that went off course.
And so birds have been dealing with this for millions of years, and it's nothing, we don't have to do anything about it. You know, there's lots of other threats to birds out there, and as long as we try and actually make their environments more habitable and happier and solve major problems like climate change, then we can leave the birds to deal with the issues that they've always had to deal with, like disturbance from the sun.
In fact, he says there is a hypothesis that this could even cause happy accidents if birds end up somewhere with a more suitable habitat than what was originally on the itinerary. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Coming up on KCBS, this week's winner of the KCBS and KPIX 5 Jefferson Award for Public Service. Not the outcome we were looking for. Today's game, Shane Guinness with sports.
No, unfortunately, it was not. San Francisco 49ers' luck ends at 12 wins. Wasn't meant to be against the Philadelphia Eagles. They lose not just the game, but the end season with no healthy quarterbacks. 31-7, it's the final. Brock Purdy gets injured on the first Niners drive, only to come back and attempt two more passes. Why did he come back into the game? Well, on the first drive of the second half, his backup, Josh Johnson, was knocked out with a concussion. In a season where there were Super Bowl aspirations that saw offseason drama with Jimmy Garoppolo, and when was he to be traded, or was he going to be cut so Trey Lance could take over the team? Well, both of them never made it through the season. That's how we were introduced to that remarkable story known as Brock Purdy. The rookie quarterback helped lead the team to 12 straight wins and a spot in the NFC Championship, but that is where the Eagles' defense showed their brutal strength and created three turnovers on fumbles, and they also had three more sacks. A great fourth down call by Eagles coach Nick Sirianni in the first quarter led to a first and goal.
83, Hurts runs out of the pocket looking for a deep Devontae Smith.
That led to a couple plays later, a Miles Sanders touchdown run of 6 yards, audio courtesy of Fox Sports. Now, after the game, the linebacker for the Eagles, Hassan Reddick, who had 3 tackles, 2 sacks, and a tackle for a loss, had this to say.
We're on a mission right now. We're on a roll. It starts with our faith and belief in each other. Coaches, players, everybody that come in the building, we all believe. We all believe, and we're fighting together at the end of the day. And it showed today.
Thanks to CBS Sports for the audio. Next up, it's the AFC Championship game. Just underway, we're at the 13-minute mark. For the 5th straight year, it's the Kansas City Chiefs and their star quarterback Patrick Mahomes playing in the AFC title game. And for the 2nd straight year, they will be going up against Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, hoping to knock out the Chiefs and head back to their 2nd straight Super Bowl with hoping to get their first ring. At the sports desk, Shane Guinness, KCBS.
With Katie O'Donnell and Johanna Lopez at the editor's desk. Well, could the next big pain medication come from chickens? Just maybe. Here's KCBS's Jim Taylor.
Yeah, it turns out chickens are genetically outfitted with a variant that prevents them from feeling the effects of capsaicin, the chemical that makes chili powder hot. They don't feel it. What if that variant could be isolated?
Then maybe we can actually look at a way to design a drug against this channel to be used for pain control.
Eric Gross, associate professor at Stanford University. He specializes in pain medicine. If that variant could be harnessed for us,
really be looking at trying to take this to the next step, translating this for potential clinical trials and human use.
And eventually, it could replace some of those nasty opioids that are out on the streets, yeah?
Potentially. I mean, that's the hope.
As always, there is one caveat.
What we're going to have to look at, too, is whether or not this peptide we developed is addictive, because we don't want to replace one addictive substance with another addictive substance.
But our next pain medication could come from the chicken coop. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Each week, KCBS and KPIX5 honor local winners of the Jefferson Awards for Public Service. Here's reporter Sharon Chin.
We want this to be, you know, front and center and not a hidden thing.
Micah and Michelle Sawyer openly share their family's painful journey. Micah's son, Micah Jr., was hooked on heroin for years, but you wouldn't know it if you looked at his achievements.
He was an amazing person. He was captain of the football team, you know, 2 years in a row. He broke weightlifting records while he was struggling with an addiction.
In college, Micah Jr.'s addiction landed him on the streets. He went into rehab and stayed clean for half a year, but relapsed and died at age 22 of a fentanyl overdose.
Like, a heroin addict isn't necessarily who you think they are.
Today, Micah Sr. and Michelle are turning their grief to good. After Micah Jr.'s death in 2019, they founded Micah's Hugs to Fight Drug Addiction, the nonprofit named for the young man's bear hugs.
At his funeral, everyone commented about how they're going to miss those big hugs of Micah. And so it's like, what better fitting organization name than Micah's Hugs?
It's a nasal spray that comes in a little package like this.
The couples applied for state grants to obtain thousands of boxes of the expensive prescription Narcan. They distribute and train people how to use the life-saving overdose treatment.
Box for you.
On this day, the Sawyers are at Homeless Action Sonoma, just one of dozens of Narcan distribution and training events the pair's led in the Bay Area for free over the last year in Micah Jr.'s memory.
Sometimes I get a lot of anxiety sort of built up and I have to calm down a little bit just because I think of him a lot when we do these trainings. Sometimes it gets overwhelming, but in the end, I think it's a really good way to think of him and try to think of him in a positive way.
In addition, the husband and wife worked to break the stigma of drug addiction. They took part in a memorial poster project at the National Mall last year to show the faces of the opioid crisis. The Sawyers have also provided 30 scholarships to give people a fresh start in a sober living environment. Annie Philandez of Homeless Action Sonoma says the pair is making a difference.
They're so brave to tell their story over and over and over again. They inspire me greatly because they save lives.
If we could save one person's life, we would consider it a success.
Michelle says Micah Jr. would have approved.
He helped everyone. And so knowing that we're helping people, I think that part of it he would really be proud of.
So for creating Micah's Hugs to Fight Drug Addiction, this week's Jefferson Award in the Bay Area goes to Micah and Michelle Sawyer. Sharon Chin, KCBS.
You can learn more about the Jefferson Awards or nominate a hero at CBSSF.com. Nearly 9 in 10 adults believe they're financially responsible, but 35% say their parents pay at least one of their bills. New survey says most common expenses still on their parents' tab are rent, groceries, and utilities. Half of those polled struggle to limit unnecessary spending and have difficulty budgeting for unexpected expenses.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.